I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The Alabama Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a former member of the Tuscaloosa Board of Education who says illegal votes cost her a 2013 re-election. Kelly Horwitz says her opponent for a school board seat in 2013, Kaysen Kirby, benefited from illegal votes cast by members of University of Alabama fraternities and sororities. She claims some of those votes were the result of bribery, with Greek members offering free drinks or concert tickets to get people to vote. The state Supreme Court found that 159 votes in the race were illegally cast based on voter residency and other eligibility issues. Just over 750 total ballots were cast in the election. Horwitz only needed to prove that 87 votes were invalid to contest the results. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday to send the case back down to a trial court to continue to challenge the results of the election. The voters who cast the illegal ballots could be subpoenaed to testify about who they voted for. GOP presidential hopeful Mike Huckabee is set to visit the state of Alabama today. The former Arkansas governor is making stops in Florence, Sylacauga, Selma, and Dothan during his time in the Yellowhammer State. Terry Lathan is the chairwoman of the Alabama Republican Party. She says Alabama is a hotspot for GOP hopefuls like Huckabee.
They're leaving Iowa, they're leaving New Hampshire, they're leaving South Carolina, and they're coming to Alabama. And they've been here since the summertime. Now we're going into the fall, and they're still coming. And so we expect more. They're trying to get our attention is what they're trying to do. They're waving a big old red flag in front of us.
Huckabee is the seventh Republican candidate to visit the state thus far. Democratic contender Hillary Clinton will be in Hoover later this month. She'll be the first Democratic candidate to visit Alabama in this campaign. Shopping in the state of Alabama could turn a little more high-tech starting today. Retailers are required to start accepting a new type of credit card called a chip and PIN card. The new cards have an embedded computer chip as well as a PIN number that customers have to remember to make purchases. Merchants will have to spend up to $300 for new machines that recognize the cards. Nancy Dennis is with the Alabama Retail Association. She says store owners can get into trouble if they don't use the new system.
If a bank has issued a chip card and the retailer doesn't have a chip reader, then the retailer becomes liable for any counterfeit or lost or stolen cards in some instances. Visa is still covering lost and stolen cards, but the other companies are not.
Dennis warns that some banks are issuing a different kind of card called chip and signature. Those cards aren't considered as safe because they don't need a PIN number to operate. And the Etowah County Visitation Project has been allowed to continue their regular visits to immigrant detainees after being banned. Now your forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy on this Thursday. It will top out in the 70s, upper 60s for North Alabama. Small chance for a shower today through the first half of the weekend. Some areas will stay completely dry. Partly sunny to mostly cloudy through the first half of the weekend. Some areas stay in the 60s all day north of I-20. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.